This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, it's been an interesting ride for Michael Collins, stand-up comedian, caddy on the PGA Tour. Michael is now the senior golf analyst for ESPN.com. It's a pleasure to welcome Michael Collins back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Michael.
Hey, it is good to be back on the show. It's been too long.
It's been a while.
Why do we need controversy to talk? What's the problem?
All right. I know you've had a chance to at least see a little of Stevie Williams' new book, Out of the Rough. I don't know how much you've gotten into it. What are your early impressions of it?
My early impressions are that the headlines that have stirred the controversy of this book do not do justice to what the book truly is. And what I am finding this book is just a true autobiography of a caddy. Now, it happens to be the caddy who was with Tiger Woods for the longest amount of time and was with him through 13 of his 14 majors. He only missed the first one. But the story is more about Steve and his background. And there is a lot of the beginning of the book is basically his beginnings as a caddy, how he started, and then how he got introduced to Peter Thomson and caddied for him first, and then how he was approached by Greg Norman and caddied for Greg Norman for, you know, so long, and then how he was approached by Raymond Floyd and caddied for him for so long. The cool thing about the book and where I think it gets lost is that, you know, people are going to say, oh, he throws Tiger under the bus. No, he really doesn't. He just talks about here's how I felt in situations. And every caddy has been in situations with their player where they have felt this way. Most of the caddies who I've spoken to all feel that they understand why he wrote the book and the therapeutic values that doing that gave him, but they don't agree with him writing the book because of what it means to be a caddy on the PGA Tour for these guys who do what they do. It's almost like having access to the locker room. It's like being a fly on the wall and flies don't talk. It's not necessarily that guys are paying you for your silence, because that would be the wrong picture to paint. But there's a code of silence that goes along with being a caddy as to not wanting to make yourself or your player look bad. But I will say in this instance, I mean, he goes full out on Sergio Garcia, on Vijay Singh. Like, so a lot of this stuff, people are thinking, oh, he just says Tiger this and Tiger that. No. He describes what it felt like to be let go by Greg Norman, who he thought at the time was more than just an employer. Like, he thought that they were almost best friends. Like, meant everything to Steve. So talking about the feeling of how it was when he got let go. And then what he said about Sergio Garcia was wow. And I thought, whoa, man, that's pretty deep. And then he went after Vijay, and I was like, woo. Okay. So you just pretty much you threw some charcoal out at Sergio, and VJ was you throwing gasoline and a match. But here we go. So, again, as a caddy, I don't know that I would ever write a book. I may. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would. But, you know, I think with what Stevie Williams wrote about and why he wrote about it and all that, I understand. I don't know that I necessarily agree that he should have. But I tell you this, once people read the book, I think right now it's real easy to take a knee-jerk reaction because, you know, the excerpts, of course,
sure,
were about Tiger. And they were very small and very
salacious.
Well chosen.
Yeah.
Yes, they were very well chosen because it's like, it's almost like I got to put a big headline up to create drama. And by creating drama, then people are going to go, ooh, get them. You know, it's like the gotcha factor, you know, which is understandable. But it also then creates it can create a very bad perception of what caddying is. Even though in the book, Stevie goes on to talk about like how difficult it is to caddy. And like where people would say Stevie, you know, when he went to Adam Scott and everything that he said after Adam won Firestone, how bad it was. In the book, Stevie says his pinnacle win was with Tiger at 2000 in St. Andrews. That was the pinnacle win for him. The win that meant the most to him because of being with Tiger and where they were and how they won. Everything that went into winning that tournament that year, which is one of those things that I don't think anyone had known before. It was pretty fascinating.
We are talking with Michael Collins, senior golf analyst for ESPN.com. So does the caddy in you, Michael, think it's a fair representation of what things are like out there? Although Stevie had it from kind of rarefied air.
That's the problem. The problem is, like, if there's 156 guys caddying at a golf tournament, and Tiger Woods, say 2000, the year 2000, there's 156 guys at a golf tournament caddying. Only one Steve Williams. There's not even the guy who finishes in second place, even Jim McKay, Bones, Phil's caddy. Phil's caddy wasn't exposed to the stuff and went through the stuff that Steve Williams went through. No caddy did. So this is one of the things that makes this book so unique, is that it's, how often do you get a perspective from the guy who was at the pinnacle, who was the top of the top, the best of the best? And people may disparage and say, you know, Tiger would have won so many majors without Steve Williams. That's impossible to say. That's the same thing as people, you know, demeaning the caddy and go, oh, he's just a caddy. How could he write a book? Tiger made him millions. First, no one knows how much he made.
Right.
Nobody knows. Tiger's not saying. Steve Williams not saying. So he might have made $400,000, but knew that he was going to be part of history. He might have made $100 million, but we'll never know. So to say, like, it's not fair, this guy wrote a book because so and so paid you money. That's, you know what I mean? That's not really realistic or fair. What is fair is to say, in the book, he talks about the second major that Tiger ever won and the first one they won together in 1999, the PGA Championship, where they went toe-to-toe with Sergio.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read the intricacies between both Steve and Tiger and what Sergio did, how that played out could have changed everything in golf. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating to read that part of it. So the caddy, you know, I'm torn as a caddy. As a caddy, there's part of me that goes, man, you know what? This story does need to be told. You know why? Because the people that don't understand what caddying is as a profession and yet want to demean it need to be taught. They need to understand. I don't mind if someone who understands a job, after understanding it, then says they don't respect it.
Right.
I have a problem with anyone who demeans a job that they don't understand first.
How does Tiger come out looking in this book? Better?
It depends. I don't know that it's better. I don't think it changes how you look at him.
Hmm.
I think the headlines of what the excerpts that were released, they were put out to make Tiger look bad in Steve's eyes. But I don't think I honestly don't believe, and I've talked to Stevie many times since Tiger and him have broken up, and we did some stuff together, a video on ESPN.com. I don't know that Stevie, hates Tiger. I think he's... I think there's a part of him that was really hurt by all the personal stuff that happened in public, and the fact that Tiger didn't come out and defend the fact that Stevie didn't know about what Tiger was doing. And I think that part of him that is hurt, that comes across in the book. But I also believe that in reading the stuff that I'm reading, like the admiration that he has for the gumption that made Tiger who he was and the competitor that he was on the golf course is almost adoration. That comes across in the book as well. So I think it's a real, this is the beauty of what I've been through so far, is that it's a human. And we don't look at things, most sane human beings don't look at things and say, that's all bad or that's all good. Right? We look at things and we say, man, this is really good. There are good things about whatever this is. And then there are some things about this that are, oh, that's not very good. But we draw a complete picture of it. And I think in reading this book, I think that's what you're getting. You're getting a person that is saying, here's the whole thing. There was really good, and there were things that were not good, that were disappointing and frustrating and bad, but there were things that were amazing and great and fantastic. And I think that what happens is then people will camps, you know, Tiger haters are going to go, see, look at all the bad stuff. And they go, what about the good stuff? Now, we don't want to care about that. Just look at all the bad stuff. See, he's terrible. And then all the people that love Tiger are going to go, see, Steve just hates Tiger, and he's just attacking him and trying to make him look bad because look at all this great stuff. Well, what about the bad stuff? No, that doesn't matter because you know how much money Tiger made for Steve, and he's trying to forget you. See? And that's the difficult thing is to stand in the middle and go, okay, I want to see the whole picture.
He is Michael Collins, senior golf analyst for ESPN.com, talking about Stevie Williams' new book, Out of the Rough. Michael, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this. I'll let you get back to the book. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, man. Anytime. And how is it, before Thanksgiving and before Christmas and we're talking some golf, this is all good. I mean, but next time, we got to talk about what's going on. Because right now, look at where golf is. Are you kidding me? Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day. It's like the new blood. It's like golf got a transfusion. This is an awesome time to be in golf right now for what is happening in golf. The problem and what scares me the most is that going to Augusta, we're going to be like, man, all we need, just imagine, like, if everyone started playing great at same time.
Yeah,
and we all get our hopes up, and then all the people that were like, this is it, the big showdown, and then they all suck, and everyone's mad.
Thank you, Michael.
Anytime.